Good morning. It's 11:30 a.m. on Monday, April the 15th, 2019. Tax day. My taxes are all taken care of. Well, not quite. I have to send some money to the state, but small spuds. So, the last few days have been a bit. It turns out I'm apparently exhausted. I'm not exactly sure when this happened, but I'm having a hard time staying awake. Even now, I'm like stumbling along. I feel like I'm half asleep. It's kind of a gray looking day. There's some lenticular clouds off to the south. It's almost completely overcast, although looking off to the west, there's some fjords of blue through the sky, through the cloud bank. And I guess there's some off to the south too, now that I look at it. Okay. So I'm trying to get home before noon because I'm ready for lunch. I've been ready for lunch since about 10 o'clock. The month of April has been kind of a bear. We did have a blizzard the other day. It was nasty for a couple days. And then Saturday we had, overnight Saturday and Saturday morning, Friday night, we had more snow. We had like 2 inches of snow. I got up Saturday morning, there was 2 inches of snow out here. I was like, what? Because Saturday morning, I left the house at 6:30. I went to Golden to participate in an educational event with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, where I went down there and did a day of training. We did some one-on-ones in the morning with people who had sent pages for me to look at and to talk about. And I had a couple of synopses, had a query, and a couple of people who sent pages wanting a critique. So I did those one-on-one with people. And it seemed to go pretty well. I'm pretty blunt, but I try not to be abusive. It's like, okay, I read this. It's really smooth. I really liked it, but I didn't find the story in it. There are hints that there's a story coming, but this is like backstory, and that's not what I'm looking for. First 5 pages, you got to hook me into the story. You got to hook me in so that I don't wander off somewhere. And the two people who gave me pages were okay with that. Query letters, I had to be upfront and say, you know, querying is not my thing, I don't do it. However, these are the things that I did when I was querying, and this is what you might do instead of what you're doing here. Also remember that your work may be rejected because it's the wrong day of the week, not because there's anything wrong with your work. So make sure you don't read too much into a rejection, which usually leads to, so if you don't query, how do you publish? I upload it and hit publish. It's real easy. I'm my publisher, and I'm pretty sure that I'm going to take the next work that I finish. So I never have to worry about a rejection letter from me. Which leads me quite naturally to Cape Grace. Jesus, what a mess. What a mess. God. I think it's almost done. I need to find enough focus to be able to go back through and read it from the beginning again. I'm pretty sure I finally have all of the pieces in correct chronological sequence, which is always a problem. Always how I write stories is in chronological sequence. Which isn't to say that's always how I have to write them. I said that wrong. That's not to say I always have to write them that way. But it's the way that makes the most sense to me. So, yeah, this is the one manuscript that, had I been working in Scrivener, it would have been a lot easier to sort things around. But I don't. So I did a lot of copy-pasting, managed to screw up the entire files at least twice. But I think I have them all in order. And if I can wake up enough, I'm going to go through and read it from the beginning and make sure that all the pieces that are there belong there and mark the places where I'm missing. Right now I know I'm missing two chapters. I might be missing three or four, but they're going to be relatively short chapters. And I suspect that when I'm done, I'm going to collapse some of these chapters together because they happen in close relationship to each other. But I feel good about the ending. The last chapter is really good. The first 25 or so chapters are, I'm pretty pleased with. They are fifth or sixth generation first 20 chapters. It's work that I've worked and reworked and reworked. So I'm pretty good with those. The 27,000 words I wrote during Novelrama with Rocky Mountain Picture Writers, those are kind of iffy. And somebody gave me some good tips. And I apologize because you sent me an email and now I've forgotten who you are. But some of the really depressing parts need to happen off the page, that they don't actually get displayed. And that's really good. I really like that idea. I need to go through and make sure that that's really what I'm going to do, and to make sure that the chapters that pick up afterwards are actually picking up afterwards. So there's a lot of fiddly bits that need me to fiddle with them in this sucker. But I should see the rough drafts of the two new covers, one for South Coast, one for Cape Grace. Should see those by the end of the week. I'm really looking forward to seeing those. The sketches were, yes, I like these. I like these a ton. So I'm really anxious to see what he does with the actual mock-up of the printing of the colored sketches, which I think are going to be wonderful. So I'm going to have covers soon. Well, that's a good thing. And then I'll have books shortly thereafter. Karen is waiting on me, my editor. I'll need to get it to beta readers here sometime relatively soon, if I'm going to have this out by the end of the month. Camp Nano has sort of gone by. It's today's the 15th, month's half over. I've done pretty much zero on Barbarian at the Gate. I'm still pretty excited about the stories. I just am totally exhausted. So, Saturday night after going to Golden. It's an hour and a half. So I had to be there by 8. I left at 6:30. I got there in time. And then we worked through until, well, the sessions let out at 4, but then the after conversations ran until 6:15. Then I drove home. So it's nearly 8 o'clock by the time I get home Saturday night. And I was in bed by 9:30. I slept until the cats got me up at 5, and then I really wasn't ready to get up, so I fed the cats and went and curled up in a recliner rather than trying to go back to bed and waking my wife. Curled up in a recliner, went to sleep again until, Jesus, it was late. It was like 8:30, 9 o'clock. So I got another like 4 hours sleep after that. And by the time I actually got awakened and moving and alive, the morning was pretty much gone. And I still had to deal with a plumbing problem. The dish sprayer in the sink sprang a leak. So it filled up the cabinet underneath with water while I was gone, and so I had to deal with that. And I tried to find a replacement hose, but the fittings under the sink didn't match anything that I could see in any of the, you know, retail level replacement units. So I had to call a plumber, and it turns out it wasn't the hose that was the problem. It was the fitting that it was plugged into, which was part of the faucet, which meant I had to replace the faucet, which was fast $600. And most of the rest of the day, leaving me just about enough time to start dinner once he left. So yeah, yesterday was a pain. And I went to bed last night. I went to bed last night at 9:30. And I read for a few minutes before I went to bed. And slept through again. Cats got me up at 5. And again, I went and curled up in the recliner afterwards and slept again until 7:30. It was close to 8. I know my wife got up at 8 and I had just settled into my workstation when my wife got up, so I had another very long night's sleep, and I'm still feeling like I could go to bed and take a nap this afternoon. So there's something going on. I'm toast, and I'm working on the basics of self-care at this point more than I'm worried about did I get any words in today. I've had several days where I've had no words. So April has been kind of a bust from the perspective of write every day. I did get in some words yesterday. I got in some words, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. But I need to spend some quality time with the manuscript. I can count that as writing. I haven't done much with it in the last couple days just because I've been asleep or worse. So anyway, there we are. The newsletter went out last night. If you didn't get it, if you didn't get a newsletter and you think you should have, then let me know. No, last night, early this morning, actually 2 o'clock. I schedule them to drop at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I start answering the emails. I asked for, last month I asked for a book. This month I've asked for a game. And I've had a lot of recommendations for Mass Effect, which I thought was interesting. I've had a couple requests, I had a couple suggestions for... Okay, I'm not going to try to yell over these guys. A couple of lawn maintenance people, one of them with an aerator, and the other, I think, has just got a power roller, I'm not sure. They might both be aerators, I can't really tell. Well, that's interesting. car parked in the middle of the street. Oh, I guess there's somebody in it. Okay. Taking a picture of this house here.
All right.
Real estate agent, no doubt. So, yeah, what am I talking about? I don't remember. Oh, the newsletter games. Yeah, I had several games that I have forgotten about. Somebody suggested Civilization 4, which I may actually have. I need to go look and see. I actually have Civ 4. But games that I had looked at on Steam and thought, maybe, I don't know, that came with recommendations, which I thought were interesting. The one that keeps coming back to me over and over again, and I can't for the life of me figure out why, is Stardew Valley. And it's a sort of farming simulator, but I haven't quite figured out. Graphically, it's like something you might see on your phone. Okay, this is interesting. Mom and Pop out on their garden tractor riding along. A John Deere utility vehicle. Looks like they have been up, perhaps cleaning up by the roadway or something, for the homeowners association. Got a huge weed whacker, not weed whacker, leaf blower in the back. Anyway, some games that I looked at and thought, Stardew Valley is one. Tropico 6 is out, and apparently this is a really kind of a really interesting game, even though all of the promotional materials about it makes it look really cheesy. So maybe the cheese factor is part of the appeal, and I can get behind that. There's a certain level of cheese that I can support. I like a good Gouda. Give it 2 cheddars. So I don't know, I have to look at that one again. Train simulator that I had not seen before. Well, I'd seen the name, but I didn't really look at it too much, too closely. Not that one sounded interesting. But the most recommended has been Fallout 4 and Mass Effect. A couple of people mentioned Fallout 76, but having watched the Fallout 76 meltdown when it first came out, it was like, I don't know. There's a lot of problems with Ark, and Fallout 76 is an Ark reskin, and it's really just an Ark with a different... different display graphics, a different reskinning. Ark or Skyrim? No, I can't remember. Skyrim, I think, because it's Bethesda. Ark has got some problems, particularly in the multiplayer. The server-based stuff is like, there's too many dicks. That's what happens when you get into MMORPGs. There's too many people who want to just play to be spoilers, to just be assholes. And I would go back to the MMORPG, go back to EVE. At least on EVE, I know pretty much what to expect in terms of assholes. But Ark Survival is apparently even worse then. Unless you can get on a PvE server instead of a PvP server. I don't know. It's not that. I want to spend less time playing games, not more. So I need a casual game, something I could play for an hour and put it down. Rather than play for an hour, think, oh, well, I could play for another hour. Which is kind of the problem with every game I pick up. So I'm not sure how realistic my expectations are that I can actually engage in casual gaming in the first place. So it's a whole different question. So I am just barely dragging my butt here. I'm almost back, but how long has it been? It has been a long time. Almost 21 minutes. It'll be 21 minutes by the time I get back to the jar here. But it's what I could do. It's about all I could do. And I'll take that. Because I did get out. I did do the walk. I did do the talk. And tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.